Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, September 29th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is Mining News Breaks, McEwen Inc., NYXA, gains approval for Los Azules under Argentina's large investment incentive regime. McEwen Inc., trading on the NYSE and TSX under the symbols MUX, has received approval for its Los Azules copper project in Argentina to participate in the country's large investment incentive regime. This approval, totaling $2.672 billion, covers exploration, construction, and operations, positioning Los Azules to be Argentina's first producer of high-purity copper cathodes. The project's sustainability model emphasizes renewable energy and long-term contributions to local development. With projections of over $30 billion in export revenues, significant job creation, and increased tax inflows, McEwen's commitment to Argentina and the province of San Juan is reinforced. For more information, visit McEwen's press release.
Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp., CCQBUBF. Featured in Network News Audio, release on Gold Market Cash Flow, ES Gold Corp. trading on the CSE under ESAU and on the OTCQB under ESAUF, is highlighted in a Network News Audio press release titled Wall Street Wants Cash Flow and This Gold Market is Finally Delivering. The piece emphasizes ES Gold's fully funded, fully permitted operations with expected cash flow in early 2026, exploration upside without dilution, and a scalable model for legacy mining assets. ES Gold stands out among juniors in a sector where fewer than 0.1% of projects ever reach production. The company's flagship Montauban property in Quebec exemplifies responsible mining practices, combining near-term production with district-scale discovery potential. GeoVax comments on U.S. America First Global Health Strategy and highlights company's role in advancing American innovation, pandemic preparedness, and global health security. GeoVax Labs Inc. expresses strong support for the America First Global Health Strategy, highlighting its role in advancing American innovation, pandemic preparedness, and global health security. The company's pipeline aligns with the strategy's pillars, focusing on making America safer, stronger, and more prosperous. GeoVax is developing advanced manufacturing technology to enhance scalability and speed in vaccine production, addressing supply chain vulnerabilities. The company's Mpox smallpox vaccine program received favorable regulatory guidance, accelerating commercialization and revenue opportunities. GeoVax's commitment to promoting American innovation abroad and supporting global partnerships directly aligns with the strategy's goals of strengthening health security and safeguarding U.S. national interests. URZ3 Energy initiates exploration at Dry Fork Uranium Project, Wyoming. URZ3 Energy Corp. has initiated an exploration program on its Dry Fork Uranium Project in Wyoming, USA. The program aims to assess the property's potential for ISR uranium and establish priority areas for exploration drilling. By focusing on hydrogeological indicators, the company plans to identify areas with uranium-bearing groundwater that could indicate zones of uranium mineralization. This strategic move aligns with the U.S. government's efforts to strengthen domestic uranium supply and support nuclear energy growth. With a portfolio of properties in Wyoming and the southwestern U.S., URZ3 Energy Corp. is well positioned to capitalize on the renewed momentum in the uranium sector. Stay tuned for updates on this exciting development. Capital Square named to Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing private companies for ninth consecutive year. Capital Square, a leading sponsor of tax-advantaged real estate investments, has been named to the 2025 Inc. 5000 list of fastest growing private companies for the ninth consecutive year. With a three-year growth rate of 54%, the firm ranked 4,918 on the list. Founded in 2012, Capital Square focuses on investing, developing, and managing real estate assets. The company has expanded rapidly, launching new divisions and delivering over 979 mixed-use apartment units. Capital Square has sponsored more than 140 investment offerings and acquired over 175 real estate assets. The firm's dedication and talent have earned it a strong position in the industry, with recognition as one of the top real estate firms nationally and as one of the fastest-growing companies in the U.S.
One World Products expands board of directors with the appointment of Mignon Moore, Timothy Woods, and William Bill Rowland. One World Products, Inc., soon to be renamed Isaiah's Enterprises, has expanded its board of directors from 3 to 7 members to enhance governance and leadership. The new board members include Mignon Moore, known for her expertise in political and corporate affairs, Timothy Woods, an executive with a track record of scaling organizations, and William Bill Rowland, a veteran financial leader. These additions aim to strengthen the company's strategy and position it as a leader in sustainable manufacturing. One World Products recently acquired Eco-Bioplastics Manufacturing in Michigan, partnering with industry giants like Stellantis and FlexEngate. Led by Chairman and CEO Isaiah Thomas, the company is committed to innovation, community empowerment, and measurable environmental impact.
Mitch Gould and Nutritional Products International, a proven gateway for global health and wellness brands entering the U.S. market. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, NPI, has been guiding international health and wellness brands into the competitive U.S. retail market for over 3 decades. His evolution of distribution model offers a streamlined pathway for global manufacturers to reach American consumers. NPI provides regulatory expertise, logistics management, sales connections, and specialized marketing campaigns through its sister company, InHealth Media. With decades of retail experience, Gould's one-stop solution focuses on speed to market and cost effectiveness for international brands looking to enter the U.S. market.
State roundup. State revenue estimates down slightly. Van Hollen calls threat of Fed guffed firings mafia-style blackmail. Advocates call for answers in teen death while under DHS care. A key fiscal panel revised its revenue estimates downward slightly for the current fiscal year, expecting revenues to be less than 0.1% lower than the March forecast. The state's financial footing update wasn't dire, with revenues slightly behind expectations for the current budget year, but expected to grow for next year. Baltimore police are investigating the death of a 16-year-old girl in the custody of the Maryland Department of Human Services found dead at a hotel. Trump threatens mass firings of federal employees in a government shutdown, prompting Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen to call it mafia-style blackmail. A Severna Park food service manager enters the 2026 Anne Arundel County executive race, aiming to increase school safety and support first responders. The planned $1 billion Sparrows Point container ship terminal at Trade Point Atlantic nears final federal permit approval, with concerns about dredging lingering. Baltimore County Public Schools cut over 400 positions last school year, but specifics are vague. The state's handgun roster board approved 49 of 64 guns for sale or acquisition, sparking debate over Second Amendment rights. Definitions for reckless, negligent, and aggressive driving in Maryland are expanding next week, along with penalties. A report calls for at least $92.8 million in interim cleanup steps at the Purdue Agribusiness Salisbury facility. An Annapolis hand count primary audit found no mistakes in the official vote count.
Ron Gordon Watch Repair of New York, NY announces blog post featuring Rolex's striking new models for 2025. Ron Gordon Watch Repair of New York, NY shares insights on Rolex's 2025 new models in a recent blog post. Highlighting the Oyster Perpetual Cosmograph Daytona, Oyster Perpetual GMT Master II, and Skydweller, the post showcases Rolex's bold yet timeless designs. Ron Gordon, the proprietor, emphasizes the innovation and craftsmanship behind these iconic timepieces. The 2025 Cosmograph Daytona features 18K2 yellow gold and a turquoise blue lacquer dial, while the GMT Master II boasts a unique Tiger Iron dial. The Sky Dweller remains a top choice for business travelers with its dual time zone and annual calendar displays. Rolex's commitment to precision and durability is evident in their in-house calibers powering these models. Visit Ron Gordon Watch Repair for estimates and repairs on luxury watches in New York City. Halloween with Plush This. Special discounts, festive collections, and exclusive launches. Plush This is gearing up for Halloween with a special collection of gothic-inspired plushies, perfect for decorations, parties, and gifts. Each piece, from cat plushies to pumpkin designs, is crafted with dark artistry and premium quality. For Halloween savings, customers can enjoy up to 35% off with tiered discounts on multiple purchases. Plush, this is also open to partnerships with retailers, influencers, and creators to explore new collaborations. To learn more, visit the Plush This website and dive into the world of alternative plush artistry. Afri 5th Anniversary Celebration, exclusive discounts on portable power stations. Afri, the world's premier portable power solution company, is celebrating its 5th anniversary with an exclusive sale offering up to 55% discount on popular portable power stations like the P310 and P2110. Coupon codes are available from September 23rd to October 10th, 2025, rewarding customers for their support. The P310, with a 3600-watt pure sine wave inverter and 3840-hours life PO battery, is available at a final price of $169, originally $2,099, using coupon code P300PR2, a 55% discount. The P2110, with a 2400-watt inverter and 2048-hour battery, is offered at $639, originally $990, with coupon code P210PR2, a 36% discount. Afri's anniversary sale also includes fast shipping, a 2-year standard warranty extendable up to 7 years, and customer rewards for additional accessories and solar kits. Afri's portable power stations are eco-friendly, reliable, and support versatile charging options, ensuring dependable energy for every scenario.
Mentorship, not just modules. Why boot camps are the UK's shortcut to economic mobility. The UK's tech sector is facing a talent shortage, with reports indicating that by 2025, over 80% of businesses will struggle to find skilled workers. Traditional education is not keeping up with industry demands, leaving graduates unprepared for the workforce. To address this, mentor-led boot camps like those offered by Hyperion Dev are providing a direct pathway to employment. These boot camps offer hands-on training, career coaching, and real-world context, resulting in 88% of graduates securing jobs within 6 months. Employers praise the productivity of boot camp graduates, highlighting the value of these outcomes-verified programs in closing the skills gap and strengthening the economy. With a focus on mentorship, accountability, and measurable results, boot camps are proving to be a strategic investment in the UK's workforce and economic future. Hypercore International welcomes new vice president and treasurer to executive leadership team. Hypercore International, a leading collaborative network of clinical trial sites, has announced new additions to its executive leadership team. Jeffrey Smith, president of True Blue Clinical Research, is now vice president, while Olivia McIver, Director of Clinical Operations at Applied Research Center, is the new treasurer. These appointments strengthen the organization's governance and support its mission of driving efficiency and excellence. Smith and McIver bring complementary expertise to guide financial stewardship and ensure long-term sustainability. Hypercore's partner site networks, including AGAE Clinical Trials and Epic Medical Research, participate in harmonized frameworks for streamlined study delivery. President Nicholas Fossil emphasizes the importance of strategic leadership in guiding the organization's growth. CEO Nicholas Fossil and CEO Mark Scullion will continue in their roles as president and secretary, respectively, providing trusted leadership for Hypercore's future growth and success.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.